And finally, in the stories we're catching up with, the antiquities looted from Iraq's National Museum after U.S. troops entered Baghdad. Originally, it was thought nearly 200,000 items had been stolen. It turned out to be far less than that. Many were safe in vaults. But it's estimated some 10,000 artifacts are still missing. Richard Zettler is an expert on Iraqi antiquities at the University of Pennsylvania Museum. He says the good news is that some of the priceless 40 or so display quality items that were stolen have been recovered, including an item known as the Bessetki statue.
This is a statuette of a seated male gatekeeper or standard bearer. It's cast copper and weighs something in excess of 300 kilograms, so very heavy, and apparently dragging it out the museum gouged the floor of the museum. This was actually found embedded in a cesspool. It had been coated in grease and then deposited in the cesspool, and so was brought back into the museum relatively recently. So many of these 40 display quality artifacts that had been in the galleries or other readily accessible spaces have been recovered, but other important artifacts from among that 40 are still missing.
Can you think of one piece from the Iraqi National Museum that's missing that you would especially want to see returned?
The piece in particular that I would like to see returned for a number of reasons is the statue of the early Mesopotamian king, Entemena. It's a headless statue. When it was excavated, Gertrude Bell, who was the honorary director of antiquities in Iraq, described it as hideous. But in fact, it's a piece that I've been interested in for a very long time, in part because of a lengthy inscription on the statue that records a property transaction of the king actually donating property to the support of temples. So it's a very important piece and a piece that is close to my own heart.
We've been talking about the looting in the National Museum in Baghdad, but there are also, as I understand it, a number of archaeological sites around Iraq that have been unprotected and where there's been rampant looting that's going on still.
It was particularly heavy in the late spring, summer, and early fall. This was looting on an extraordinarily large scale with gangs of workers on unprotected archaeological sites. There were even reports of earth-moving equipment, bulldozers being used in digging archaeological sites. In many ways, the looting of sites is much worse than theft from a museum. And I say that because what is coming out of archaeological sites is completely undocumented. It's material that we didn't even know existed, and it's being ripped out of context, which is so important to our understanding of it. Mm-hmm. But I think slowly, as the Iraqi antiquities infrastructure is being put back together, as guards are being put out there, as the government has more control over the country, the looting will eventually be brought under control.
Richard Zettler, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
Richard Zettler with the University of Pennsylvania Museum of Archaeology and Anthropology.